The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
He told her he could kill her at any time. He told her he'd find her and buy the house right next to hers. He told her she would always be his wife. Those aren't lines from a thriller. Those are allegations from an unsealed affidavit filed in Franklin County, Ohio, attributed to Michael David McKee, a physician trained in vascular surgery, a man with degrees from Ohio State, a man who, according to court records, spent the weeks before Christmas 2025 allegedly surveilling the home of his ex-wife and her new husband with stolen license plates on his vehicle. Monique Tepe heard those words. She told friends, she told people close to her what he'd done to her during their marriage. Then he'd allegedly strangled her, forced unwanted S on her, and repeatedly threatened her life. And then she kept living. She remarried. She had two kids. She built the kind of life that from the outside, it looks exactly like what we tell survivors to build. And on December 30th of 2025, she and her husband, Spencer, were found shot to death inside their home in North 4th Street in Columbus, where their two kids, ages 4 and 1, were still in the house. The children were alive. The parents were not. So here's a question this story demands, and it's not the one most people ask first. The instinct is to wonder why she didn't do more, why she didn't get a protective order, why she didn't move further away, why she didn't go to the police with every threat. But that question is built on a fantasy about how danger actually works. The real question is harder and uglier. What happens to the human brain when the threat never goes away? What does it do to your wiring, your decisions, your sense of what's possible when someone has told you that they own you and years pass and nobody stops them and you're still alive? So maybe you start to believe you've figured out how to survive it. That's a story no one wants to sit with. But it's the one that matters. Because understanding what Monique lived with is not about assigning blame to her. It's about understanding why the systems around her, every single one of them, weren't built to catch what was coming. Let's back up just enough to set the stage. And before we do, please give us your thoughts on this case in the comments section as we go through it, either on Substack or on YouTube. The links are in the description right now, hiddenkillers.substack.com or YouTube. Search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi and weigh in. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you are watching us or listening to us right now as well, so you don't miss any of our coverage. All right. Let's back up just enough, like I said, to set that stage. Monique Frances Sabaturski. She grew up in Worthington, Ohio. She earned her degree from Ohio State, worked at Nationwide, and married Michael McKee on August 22nd of 2015. By March 2nd of 2016, they were separated. 7 months, that's it. The divorce was filed in May of 2017 and finalized the following month. Uncontested, handled by a private judge. Relatively clean on paper. No children, limited assets, a Roanoke property with minimal equity, some credit card debt, a decree that required Monique to repay McKee roughly $1,200 and 23% interest. If she didn't pay it on time, then it would be like a credit card bill. It's just like, what? If you don't pay me my $1,200, 23% interest. And one detail that's easy to miss but says everything. Throughout the entire divorce proceeding, Monique used her maiden name, Sabaturski, not McKee. She was already shedding him from her identity before the ink was dry. The court filings, they look routine, but the unsealed affidavit tells a radically different story. Friends and family told investigators that the marriage was defined by abuse, emotional, physical, sexual. That McKee allegedly strangled her. That he allegedly forced unwanted S on her. That he made the kind of threats that aren't vague or deniable. Specific declarations of ownership and lethal capability. She will always be his wife. It's not anger. It's ideology. That's a man who, according to witnesses, had decided that separation was a technicality and that Monique's autonomy was irrelevant. And Monique did what we say you're supposed to do. She left. She divorced him. She moved on. She met Spencer Tempe, a dentist, a big brother, big sister mentor. The kind of guy whose coworkers panicked when he didn't show up for work because he had never, not once, been late without calling. They married in December of 2020, bought a house, had two kids, built a life, and from every visible angle, she had gotten free. But she hadn't. Because the threat didn't end with the divorce. It just shape-shifted. This is where most people's understanding of domestic violence breaks down. There's a deeply held belief that leaving is the solution, that once you're out, you're safe. The data says the opposite. The most dangerous period for a domestic violence victim is the period after separation. For abusers who've expressed proprietary beliefs like, you are mine, you will always be mine, you know, the lyrics to a lot of 70s love songs. The act of leaving isn't closure. It's provocation. It's an offense against their senses of ownership. And when that psychology meets capability, financial resources, intelligence, medical training, the ability to move between states and licensing systems without raising a flag, you get something far more dangerous than a jealous ex. You get someone who, according to prosecutors, allegedly spent weeks planning a way back in, years planning a way back in. The affidavit lays out what investigators believe that looked like. Surveillance cameras near the Tempe home captured a silver SUV with distinctive features, including a visible window sticker, repeatedly in the area in the weeks before December 30th at different times. The SUV allegedly displayed a stolen Ohio plate at one point and an Arizona plate. Detectives later traced that vehicle to an address associated with McKee and to the hospital in Rockford, Illinois, where he reportedly worked. on or around December 6th, while Spencer and Monique were attending the Big Ten championship game in Indianapolis, surveillance video allegedly shows McKee walking through their yard. He was reportedly on their property while they were gone. Walking through the yard of the home he would allegedly enter 3 weeks later. And here's the detail that sits with me. Monique reportedly left that game early. According to court records, she was upset about something involving her ex-husband. We don't know what she knew or sensed that night, but the implication is crushing. She knew the walls were closing in. How? Was it a tip off on a camera or a text? Something. She knew. I'm not saying she's psychic, but something alerted her that he was on that property. There's no other explanation for her leaving the game at halftime with something involving her ex-husband. What it was exactly, it'll come out in court. There's no record of a police report, no protective order filed, no emergency intervention triggered. Not because she was passive, not because she didn't care, but because after years of threats that never resulted in anyone actually stopping him, the calculus had shifted inside her head. That's what the normalization of fear looks like from the inside. It's not complacency. It's adaptation. When you live under sustained threat long enough, your brain recalibrates. The baseline shifts. What once looked like an emergency starts to feel like weather, constant, dangerous, but somehow expected. Psychologists call it normalization of deviance. Your nervous system, flooded with cortisol for years, it starts to treat the abnormal as the new normal. The threatening messages don't spike your heart rate the way they used to. The surveillance doesn't feel new because it's just what it does. Each incremental escalation gets absorbed into a revised understanding of reality, and the gap between I'm scared and I need to act right now, it widens, not because the danger has decreased, but because the brain has been remodeled by the sustained exposure to it. This isn't a metaphor. Chronic threat physically changes the brain, the amygdala, the fear center. It stays hyperactivated. The prefrontal cortex, the part responsible for planning and rational decision-making, gets suppressed. Memory consolidation fragments. You're not making decisions the way someone safe makes decisions because you're not operating with the same hardware anymore. You're running a survival operating system that was designed for acute emergencies, and it's been stuck in the on position for years. That doesn't make you weak, it makes you human, and it makes the people who say, she should have just left, sound exactly as uninformed as they are. But here's where this story turns from a psychological portrait into an indictment of something bigger. Because it wasn't just Monique's brain that failed to sound the alarm. It was every institution that touched the situation. The 2017 divorce included a standard mutual restraining order, boilerplate Ohio domestic relations practice. But there's no public record of a standalone civil protection order based on the alleged strangulation, the alleged sexual violence, the explicit death threats witnesses later described to investigators. McKee moved through states, Virginia, Colorado, Nevada, Illinois, collecting and shredding medical licenses along the way. His Colorado license expired. His Nevada license expired. He was the subject of a medical malpractice lawsuit in which a process server spent weeks, months trying to find him in Las Vegas in the fall of 25, knocking on doors, finding closed blinds, being told by a fellow physician that McKee had disappeared. By September of that year, he'd already purchased a 12-floor condo in Chicago's Lincoln Park neighborhood. He was gone from Nevada. He was in the wind. And no system, not medical licensing, not the courts, not law enforcement, connected the dots between the man allegedly making death threats to his ex-wife and the man quietly moving across the country, obtaining new licenses, buying property under his own name, and allegedly stealing license plates. Medical boards don't cross-reference domestic violence allegations. Licensing agencies In one state, don't flag expired credentials to the next state, issuing a new license. Court systems in Ohio don't send alerts to law enforcement in Illinois when someone with an alleged history of threats gets a new controlled substance license. Each institution did its narrow, siloed job. Each one checked its own box, and none of them, not a single one, saw the full picture of a man who, according to prosecutors, was allegedly planning to drive from Illinois to Ohio, enter his ex-wife's home, kill her and the man she'd built a new life with. Monique Tappe did everything right. She left, she divorced, she rebuilt, she told people what happened to her. She loved her kids, she loved Spencer, and she tried to live a life that wasn't defined by the man who allegedly told her she'd never escape him. And on a freezing December morning, two young children woke up in a house where both their parents had been shot to death, and a coworker had to call 911 because a dentist who never missed a day of work didn't show up. Michael McKee has pled not guilty to all charges, including multiple counts of aggravated murder with firearm specifications and aggravated burglary. He's being held without bond. He's entitled to the presumption of innocence. And nothing here should be taken as a conclusion of guilt. But Monique's story isn't just about what allegedly happened to her. It's about what we refuse to see, that leaving isn't a finish line. That the brain under siege doesn't operate by the rules we wish it did. And that until we build systems capable of tracking threats across state lines, across licensing boards, across court jurisdictions, there will be more people who did everything we told them to do and still weren't safe. We don't get to call that a failure of the victim. It's a failure of everyone else. Are we ever going to change? Are we ever going to hold people accountable for the monsters that they can be behind closed doors to those they love and yet put on a completely different persona when they're in a professional environment, despite all the evidence that exists to the contrary? We do a lot of that. Give me your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube and on our Substack. The links are in the description. HiddenKillers.substack.com is where you can find us directly. If you're listening to us on the podcast platform, or maybe you're watching us right now, hey, take us along with you in podcast form. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi wherever you get podcasts. Find us there. You'll have access to all of our material right there to binge on anytime you like. Check it out. Like I said, we'll continue the conversation in the comments. I'll see you there. Until then, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again. Real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the Savings Challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.